We begin in the Middle East this afternoon. Since last Thursday's unprecedented attack on Iran by Israel, both sides have continued to carry out strikes on each other. Last night, over 100 missiles were fired into Israel, according to Iranian state television. Israel says that at least 10 people have been killed and more than 100 injured. In Iran, a massive refinery was hit and more military leaders and nuclear scientists were killed. The Iranian president has warned of a more severe response to Israeli attacks. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Iran has seen nothing yet. Well, BBC Middle East editor Sebastian Usher is in Israel. Just before coming on air, he gave us the latest.
I'm in Bat Yam, which is a coastal city in Israel. This is where the worst incident of the overnight attack by Iranian missiles occurred. A building, a residential building, has been partially brought down. There's lots of other damage to buildings all around in this area. But this particular building, at least six people have been killed, and rescue workers are still looking through the rubble. There's large numbers of people, residents, who've come to see what's happened. I've spoken to a number of them of all different ages and maybe even political persuasions, all pretty much expressing a sense of surprise, actually, about just how bad this is. I was just speaking to a young woman just now who's only moved here in the past year with her family, and saying that they didn't expect to see something like this in a civilian area. I spoke also to a man very briefly who was obviously incredibly angry, and I asked him what did he think should happen. He said, "I want to kill all Arabs, all Iranians with a big bomb." We've also had the extremist far-right National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir has just visited. The President Isaac Herzog has been here. There were chants of BB, BB, BB for the Israeli Prime Minister as Ben-Gvir was walking up the street. This is a very, very febrile atmosphere, shall we say.
How damaging have the strikes been on the other side for Iran?
I mean, we know that they've been very damaging in terms of its military infrastructure, its military leadership, its top-ranking nuclear scientists who've been assassinated, even some fuel depots have been hit. The defense ministry was hit overnight. Also, many of the missile bases, the rocket launches, have been hit. What we don't have an idea of, really, is the civilian loss of life. Iran, since the first night of attacks by Israel, hasn't been updating. That night, they said 78 people had been killed, saying most of them were civilians. We heard from the following night's attack, there were reports of 60 people being killed in one particular strike. We haven't had that confirmed. Obviously, our teams, our Iranian teams, are trying to work that out. But the Iranian authorities are being very guarded, shall we say, in giving that information out at the moment. But, you know, one would imagine that there has been more loss of life among civilians since the first night.
Benjamin Netanyahu says this is about rolling back the threat of Iran and about securing Israel's survival. Can it do that?
I mean, these are big questions. I mean, there's a big question, you know, with Gaza, his stated aim to destroy Hamas, which from the start seemed like it was something that isn't really possible with, you know, a movement which is rooted not just in an ideology, but in the people. And perhaps the same thing applies with Iran. I mean, certainly Israel's had huge success in the way that it did in taking out the leadership of Hezbollah quite surgically in its attack on Lebanon last year, in taking out that top echelon of the military and political leadership to some extent in Iran. It has attacked nuclear facilities in Isfahan, in Natanz. Fordow, we've heard conflicting reports about that. But most of what is most important about these sites is buried deep underground. And obviously, we have no indication of how much damage Israel has been able to do about that so far. The indication is perhaps not that much. The IAEA has said there's been no notable leaks of any material, which would imply that the underground hasn't been hit. So it's a question of how far Mr. Netanyahu wants to take this. At the moment, it seems a long way. From a start, he said this could take days, this could take weeks. He warned the Israeli people to be prepared. The Israeli Defense Minister, Israel Katz, said yesterday that Tehran will burn if Iran continues to fire missiles. I think that message may be even stronger after what happened overnight. I mean, the other question is, this wasn't the stated aim, but is it either a hidden aim from the start or one that's evolving of trying to take down the Iranian regime?
Sebastian Usher from Israel there. Well, meanwhile, in Iran, there were more hits on military leaders and nuclear scientists overnight. The Iranian president has warned of a severe response to Israeli attacks. Well, earlier I spoke to Professor Mohammad Mirandi, who's an advisor to Iran's nuclear negotiation team. First, he told me what he's witnessed firsthand in Tehran.
Well, the first night when this unprovoked attack happened, a building in my neighborhood was also struck. 60 people were slaughtered, 20 of them children. They were trying to murder an Iranian military commander. And so they decided to wipe out the whole building to get him. And that's exactly what the Israeli regime has been doing for over 20 months in Gaza. That's what they do in Lebanon. They have no regard for women and children.
Is Iran building a nuclear bomb? That's what Israel is claiming.
Well, if you take Netanyahu's word, he's been saying that Iran is on the verge of making a nuclear weapon. So for decades, Iran has always been weeks away, months away, or a year or two away from a nuclear weapon.
But the International Atomic Energy Agency said Iran had enough uranium to make 9 nuclear bombs.
Iran has enough uranium to make nuclear bombs does not mean that Iran is making nuclear bombs. Just simply because Iran is exercising its right within the framework of international law to enrich uranium doesn't mean Iran is building a nuclear weapon.
Iran says the attacks wouldn't have happened without US support. America said it knew about them in advance, but it didn't greenlight them. How are you viewing the American position?
Well, I think the words of Trump on day one of this unprovoked and murderous assault makes everything clear that the US was involved in it from the very beginning, and that Trump's negotiations with Iran were just a ploy.
Benjamin Netanyahu says Israeli jets over Tehran will strike every target of the Ayatollah regime. Can the regime withstand that?
This is not a regime. This is the Islamic Republic of Iran. The regimes are Western regimes that have been so brutal and barbaric in destroying our part of the world.
Is this a miscalculation by Israel, as the Iranian supreme leader says?
This has been a miscalculation for the last 20 months, for over 20 months. The Israeli regime has exposed itself to the world. It has shown its true nature. It has shown what it means to view oneself as a chosen people and to view other people as racially and as inferior as human beings. The Israeli regime will collapse because the world has seen it for what it really is.
Where does this go next?
Iran will continue to resist because we cannot appease aggression. Our guilt, our sin for the last 40 some years has been that we supported the Palestinian people. And since we don't do that, we are antagonized. This is not about the nuclear program. This has always been about Palestine. And Iran is not going to forsake the Palestinian people.
Professor Mohammad Mirandi in Tehran there. Well, continuing with this story, Tom Wright, a former national security advisor to President Joe Biden, says Israel could ask the United States for assistance. We spoke to him just before the program.
It's a seismic moment, and I think we will see the repercussions of this for many years. the Trump administration has said that they had no involvement. But I think one thing to watch, you know, in the coming weeks is it's not clear how much damage Israel was able to do to some of Iran's nuclear facilities, particularly the deeply buried one in Fordow. And so you may see Israel ask for US assistance.
Is that a calculation by Israel that America could be persuaded to join the campaign to finish the job, to get in with those heavy bombers that can carry those 30,000-pound bombs capable of going underground and destroying those facilities?
I think it could be. We don't know really exactly what they have done in the last few days, and there are different ways of damaging that facility, but it's broadly believed that Israel doesn't have the capacity. So it's very possible that their theory of the case could be they would hit a bunch of other targets successfully, and that they would do some damage to Fordow, that the Iranian response would be more limited than people fear, for a variety of reasons, just because they're in a weak position. And at that point, they will go to the US and say, we've done most of it, but we can't quite get the facility in Fordow, so we need your help to do that. And I think that would be a bit of a nightmare scenario from Donald Trump's point of view, because he does not want to get involved in the war. And I think that there you will see a big sort of debate here about what the US should do. He, of course, is trying to say that there's still a window for diplomacy, that Iran can come back and do a deal. But I think that seems pretty unlikely at this stage.
Finally, Tom, during your time with the National Security Council, what was the intelligence saying then? Was something like this always on the cards?
Well, I think Israel's been pretty open for well over a decade. You know, they were willing to use a military option. I think what has shifted, you know, they're saying that there's signs of a Iranian breakout. I'm not really convinced by that. I don't, you know, have access to what they have access to anymore. But it strikes me that is, it would be unusual if Iran was choosing this moment in the diplomacy to actually have a breakout for a nuclear weapon. I think the big thing that has shifted is just the regional balance of power, that Iran's position is much weaker than it was. And so the military option is more viable.
Tom Wright, a member of the Biden administration's National Security Council there, while also joining us now is former CIA Director John Brennan. John, you heard Mohamed Mirandi earlier from Tehran. He says that having enriched uranium doesn't mean that Iran is making nuclear weapons. What do you think?
Well, certainly Iran has exceeded the limits that were imposed on it, in terms of enriching uranium to a much higher level than it has in the past. So there is concern about what that capability could provide the Iranians. But even though they might have sufficient fissile material for a number of warheads, having warheads is not the same as weaponizing a nuclear warhead. You need to have a delivery system. You need to be able to deliver a nuclear warhead by missile or by aircraft or whatever else. And the weaponization effort in Iran is not as advanced as the uranium enrichment capability. So I tend to agree that just because they have that potential does not mean that they are doing it and are on the verge of having a nuclear weapon capability that they could use against Israel.
Will the attack by Israel neutralize the threat of nuclear weapons in Iran?
No, as noted by you and others, the Israelis really don't have the capability to destroy the underground facilities in Fordow, which are hardened targets. They don't have those large bunker busters that the United States has, which is why I think Netanyahu would very much like the Trump administration to participate in these strikes. While the Trump administration, I think, has been very careful to signal that it is not participating in the military operation itself, because they don't want the Iranians to lash out against U.S. interests in the region, whether they be military or diplomatic, or and broaden the conflict to other regional states.
And the speculation by Tom Wright there, then, could the U.S. be drawn into this because of those tunnel buster bombs?
Well, I think there is going to be great resistance on the part of the Trump administration to become a belligerent in this this conflict that's going on right now. The United States is going to assist Israel in the defense of Israel against these missile attacks by Iran. But helping the defense of Israel is much different than helping the offense of Israel. And so at this point, I do not believe that the Trump administration will go ahead with that. It's certainly something that they have tried to, note that they are not going to go down that road. So at this point, I don't think the United States is prepared to do that.
Well, exchanges continue between Iran and Israel. What's the danger in the region now?
Well, there's a expansion of the target list on both sides. We see that Israel is expanding it to energy targets, fuel depots, other areas, refineries. So hitting the Iranian economy, while the Iranians are going beyond Tel Aviv and hitting Haifa and other civilian targets. So I think right now there is the prospect of it being broadened, both within Israel and Iran. There is the potential that it could go beyond that. Iran does have a terrorist capability too, so we could see some attacks against Israeli diplomatic facilities or Israeli targets outside of the theater. But again, I think the hope is on both sides, I mean, on part of the United States, is that it's not going to go beyond this, bilateral exchange that's going on right now.
Benjamin Netanyahu has urged regime change in Iran. Could that happen?
Well, Bibi Netanyahu, I think, has been implacably opposed for many, many years against any type of nuclear deal with Iran and would very much like to see the theocratic regime in Tehran overthrown. But I think when they're facing a foreign attack, the Iranian people will rally behind the Tehran government. There's a lot of disenchantment with the Iranian government inside, but while they're being attacked by Israel, I don't think that there's going to be any type of uprising against the Ayatollah. And so therefore, I do not believe that we're going to see, unless there's a significant expansion of this conflict, we're not going to see regime change in Iran at this time.
Former CIA Director John Brennan in Virginia, thanks for joining us this afternoon.